Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been sharing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm delighted you chose to join us today, and I pray that this program will truly be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Great old-fashioned song by the late Glenn Campbell. I hope you enjoyed it today. I'm continuing the sermon that I began last week, talking about the love of God, the love of Jesus. He asked the question of Simon, son of John, better known as Peter. Simon, son of John, do you love me? It's a great question, even for us today. And I hope the message will speak to your heart, draw you close to Jesus. And if you don't know him, that you will seek to know Jesus today. Well, I am involved in camp meetings this weekend and next weekend, July the 12th through the 19th. I'm going to be in Frankfort, Indiana, at the Frankfort Camp Meeting, run by Phil and Rhonda Foley, wonderful friends of mine. And then I'll leave from there and head to Waynesboro, Mississippi. That's July the 19th, or the 20th, rather, through July the 26th. And then that will finish my camp meetings for July. August the 2nd, I'll be at Flintwood Wesleyan Church preaching. And then August the 4th, I will travel to Moores, New York, where I will be in my final camp meeting of the summer months. That's August 4 to 9. So I cover your prayers as I travel and preach in these various locations. God has been blessing, and I'm so thankful. He blesses this ministry through you, my friend, and I hope that you will think about, pray about, helping keep this program on your station. And the Lights of Spiritual Guidance is celebrating 89 years this year, and it's only because people like you have contributed to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. So would you consider doing that if you haven't already? The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through Venmo or PayPal. And by the way, you can listen to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance on our website at your leisure. Just click on the media page. It's archived there for 12 months, and you can go and listen as you desire. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our listening audience, and I pray that you would bless the part of the sermon that they will hear today and the music that we play. Thank you so much for your love. We do love you today, and we thank you for your wonderful plan of salvation. I pray all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Fear will lose its hold, defined no longer.
Simon, son of John, do you love me? Can you imagine what it must have been like for Peter to sit there across that fire of coals and hear the divine Son of God pose such a question as that to him, the one who scooped out valleys and upreared mountains and said, thus far to ocean waves, shalt thou come and no further, to hear the divine Creator, Son of God, say, I want to know one thing of you, Simon, son of John. Do you love me? Very probing question. You may or may not know the name, Leonard Tolstoy. He was a great Russian author. He was not only a great Russian author, he was a great Christian. And not only a great Christian, but he was an art critic of sorts. And in one of his own books, he tells the story of how one day a young aspiring artist in the city where he lived in Russia came and knocked on the door of Leonard Tolstoy and said, I would like for you to critique my painting of Jesus, the disciples, and the Last Supper. And so he showed the great Tolstoy the painting. Tolstoy studied the painting, Jesus there, the central figure, disciples on either side. And Tolstoy studied for a moment and then looked at the young man and said something I'm sure troubled the young man. Because Tolstoy, in pointing to the Christ figure in the painting, he said to the young artist, you don't love him. If you loved him, you would have painted him better. And then Tolstoy said something that I'm sure shocked the young artist. He said, if you don't love him, you have no right to paint him. With all due respect, I wouldn't hurt you for the world. But if you don't love him, please don't attach your name to his. If you don't really love him, if he's not the object of your affection, if he doesn't flavor everything in your life, if he's not the reason you get up in the morning and go to bed at night, if you don't love him, don't call yourself Christian. Don't buy into the idea of cheap grace, that you can just access the grace of God into your life and punch your ticket for heaven and think you can go on living the way you want to live. You've got to love him. And that's why Jesus had to ask this question of Peter. I need to know, Peter, you walked with me 3.5 years, but you've gone back to the boats. You're not following me anymore. I need to know something. Do you love me? Do you love me? But look at Peter's proclamation. He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. 3 times, Peter tried to convince the Lord that he in fact did love him, but the fact remained. How could Peter, after what he had done, how could he prove to Jesus there around that fire of coals that he loved him? And it's very interesting. You'll only find fire of coals twice in the New Testament. The first time, outside the court of Caiaphas, and see Peter standing there. And when he was pressed about his relationship with Jesus, he said, I don't know him. I don't know the man. 3 times he denied him. And now sitting by the Sea of Galilee around a fire of coals, I wonder if he might have had a moment of deja vu. I've been here before. I've been here before. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. 3 times he tries to convince Jesus that he in fact did love him, but the fact remained. How could Peter prove that he loved him? Perhaps he could have appealed to those other 6 disciples and said, fellas, get my back here. Tell him how much I love him. You've watched me. We've all followed him for the last 3.5 years. So just step up to the plate here and tell him that I do love him. And they might have responded something like this. Well, Peter, we can't really speak for you, but we know you denied him 3 times. Not very good evidence that you love him. Peter could have said, now Jesus, do you remember the other night
when they came to apprehend you and put you on trial, you remember what I did. I was there. I pulled out my sword and I cut off the ear of that servant. I think his name, wasn't it Malchus, Jesus? I cut off his ear. Well, one thing Peter did prove that night was that he wasn't a good swordsman. How could he prove it? Better yet, how can you prove it? Is there any evidence in your life today? It's just a question. Is there any evidence in your life that you love him? Peter didn't realize it when he said it. I don't think he did. He said, Lord, you know all things. You know all things. You know that I love you. And fact of the matter is this morning, folks, he knows if your love for him is genuine. He knows all things. You can pull the wool over my eyes. You can go about the business of being on this campground, and you can just stand and act Christian and walk Christian as far as posture and language is concerned. But he knows that in the innermost being of your heart, he knows if you love him.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, and the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth to glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Oh,
on Christ the solid rock I stand. life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I pray that the program has truly been a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, I know you would be welcome in any of the following churches. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. In the state of Kentucky, the Churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association in Eastern Kentucky. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point. Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs, Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, and in the state of Indiana, Bethel Wesleyan Church in Columbus, Columbus Free Methodist Church in Columbus, Indiana, the Church of the Nazarene in Orleans, Indiana, and Flintwood Wesleyan Church, again in Columbus, Indiana. I hope you'll take just a few minutes to write us that letter of support. We do need to hear from you, or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and click on the Venmo or the PayPal tab there. Our mailing address is the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Until this same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.